Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, fake chick profiles, plus cuddling, and Ace is busy. It's on the way in just a second.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker, man. I just want to take a minute to say a few words to the guy who broke into my car last night. Yeah, now, Nets, I'm talking to you. What the hell's wrong with you anyways, man? Why'd you have to bust my driver's side window? Didn't you notice the passenger side window was already broke and patched up? I mean, why'd you think I had a big old hefty garbage bag taped across there for? Or did you start to go in that way and think to yourself, oh, I better not. That looks like 3-ply and that stuff's a bitch to poke through. I mean, now I'm going to have to find another garbage bag for my driver's window. I won't even be able to turn anymore because I can't see out of either side, man. Just the front and back. I'll only be able to drive in a straight line. Think about it. That's going to take a lot of planning for every trip. Mm-hmm. I swear to God it will. And what did you think you were going to find, Dellinger? You got my cassette player, but it don't work. I'm going to tell the insurance company it was a combination CD, high-def, DVD player anyways. Uh-huh. So you did me a favor. And then you went and left all my tapes. Man, I had a Whitesnake, Poison, 2 Def Leppards, and you didn't touch any of them. What are you, some kind of homo? I mean, if you was fishing for some Jim Croce or Joni Mitchells, then why in the hell did you bust into an 86 Camaro 4 anyways? Hell, the original pinstriping alone's worth $300 or $400, but you didn't even touch it. And I know I had about $2 in change in the ashtray, man. Or if my insurance agent is listening, $2 in change and about $20 in unused arcade tokens, and my best friend Scotty Winkler can vouch for it because he's been chasing my record on Golden Tee for like 2 months. I swear to God he has. And I just want you to know that you're a jerk. And that's why I'm saying it right to your face. Because stealing is wrong, man. I swear to God it is. I mean, I work hard for my money, man. I bust my butt for this wage. And I don't need some...
Donnie, this is like your fourth break already this morning. Everybody's covering for you while you're gabbing. Now get back to work.
Shut up, Randy. Don't make me go all CSI on your ass, man. Because I swear to God I will. All I gotta do is lift your fingerprints off that coffee mug, plant them in my car, and you'll go away for life as a 3-time loser. It's a 3-strikes law. I swear to God it is. Look it up.
How do you figure I'm a 3-time loser?
Well, one, you're ugly, and two, you're queer. That's 2 strikes right there in your face. You do the math. I gotta go.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
I saw what
you get her mad, and then you reel it back in.
That's Tom talking. That's Christy sighing. That's pretty much our show.
It's okay.
We were talking about this online dating. thing.
Yes, you've never done that.
No.
No.
And I couldn't. I'd be incapable of doing it.
Why not?
It's hard.
You know, go out of your comfort zone. Isn't that what they'll tell you? Ease out of your comfort zone.
We could put you up there.
Make up my profile. We need to get a picture.
Oh, that'd be good.
Make up a guy.
Yeah. No, you want to do a fake? You want to do a fake chick?
Yeah. Denholm McCracken. How about that?
And okay.
Very British.
Okay. And then which one of these services do you want to do? Because there's so many. What's the biggest one? Tinder?
I say all of them.
Bumble, Hinge. Good. They're all basically the same.
Don't forget Grindr.
Grindr, also for the fellas.
Whatever
and the
you're looking for.
Yeah. Is Tinder still for hookups primarily?
I don't think so. I think
I think they're
for
all
for everything.
It's dates, yeah.
Would you present yourself as a British man if you met this person at a coffee shop?
I'd keep up the lie.
Oh, that's a good start.
Start
with a big lie, then stick with it for a while.
Base it on lies.
Patrick, you did a bunch of the internet dating.
Yeah, Bumble for a couple dates, and then I went to Tinder and met somebody very quickly, every morning I would check the traps, like I've told you all, you know. But I got a song for you, a little Elvis Presley. Here we go. Love on Tinder. Everyone lies. I am guilty of that. My profile photo's 2005. I'm older now and fat. One time I went on a Tinder date. The girl yapped all night long. Cut the night short with a fake phone call. Said my mom died. That was wrong.
it's an interesting world we live in.
Yeah, it's hard to meet people the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, there's no really
bars?
Hanging in bars and really. You gotta be careful.
Yeah, people really don't do that anymore.
You gonna go to bars?
Well, they do.
No one drives like that anymore, really.
You don't just go to a bar and sit at the bar and meet people, do you?
You can't offer them cigarettes anymore.
No.
That's a drag. Jeffrey, you're a former smoker.
Yeah.
You've done a great job quitting, but
yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I've only put on 78 pounds. been going great.
That's not bad at all.
Been going great.
Now, what was your, what was the young Jeff Oskey? What was your move? Did you offer the smoke?
I wait until a girl talks to me, and then I'm like, maybe I have a chance.
Yeah.
I don't have moves.
You didn't have a move?
No, I don't. Here's my move.
Okay.
Hey, you seem nice. We should hang out sometime and like do something, but this, I'm not asking you out on a date. That way you can't reject me kind of thing.
Well, that's a Pat Godwin move.
Yeah, exactly.
Pat. They have to fall on your lap.
Yeah, it doesn't work well.
My move is wait for the band to go on break.
Hi, can you help me with my car?
But you have made it clear, no bass players.
Well,
okay.
There was the one.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, we got that.
I locked myself out of my car. Can you go help me move some stuff in? No?
Okay. What's your move, Chick? Hey, I'm Chick McGee.
Usually, I'm Chick McGee. Yeah. Works. Yeah. The next thing I know, where the hell am I? You know.
You're at Fort Wayne.
Yeah. I'm up to my neck in grapes and Miller Lite. You ever drop your wallet at a... you ever leave...
A one-night stand?
Leave in a hurry and forgotten you dropped your wallet out on the bedroom floor and had to go back and get it?
No.
Yeah, me either. That hasn't happened to me either.
Ace,
no, sir.
Was there an Ace Cosby move?
No, I mean, back in the days, Christy and I would hang out and she was a great wingman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you say something in particular? Did you say,
I know,
he's a nice guy?
Sure.
Hung like a show pony.
I have no idea about that. I don't know what Ace looks like naked.
I believe you.
Well, it's
You've
true.
Shared hotel rooms.
Doesn't mean we slept together.
I think it does.
No. We did share a bed.
But we didn't
shared a
sleep
bed.
Together.
We
never were up all night.
You've never seen this meat lump?
No. Never seen the hand grenade? The meat lump.
I think meat lump may enter the vocabulary.
Meat lump and anteater.
Yeah.
She's like my sister.
Anaconda. What? No, what? It was
aardvark. Oh, and you aardvark. Don't know. Hello, and you aardvark. Don't know what it is. What did I say?
It was aardvark. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank God Willie's got a young mind.
Okay. Well, I'm
ours
sorry.
Ours are full.
We can move on here. We have...
Well, on this kind of... same vein, police in Florida arrested a woman for allegedly attacking her boyfriend because he refused to cuddle with her. The 22-year-old woman, Jillian Youngen, argued with her boyfriend.
She's a youngin, all right.
Regarding the victim's lack of interest in, quote, engaging in physical intimacy. The dispute reignited the following morning after the suspect continually tried to cuddle with the victim, though she was repeatedly told to stop. The fight escalated when the woman allegedly grabbed her boyfriend's chest hair, scratched his face, bit him on the forehead, and broke his phone. She's been arrested for a domestic battery.
It broke his phone?
Yeah.
Now we got a problem.
Yeah.
Bite the forehead.
Yeah, why would you bite him on the forehead?
It was the only thing handy, maybe.
Well, you take one look at her. You're going to go, yep.
Oh, you've seen the picture?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Put her in a lineup. Yep, she's guilty.
I don't think you need to judge a book by... look at all the actions. The actions is enough to show you that she's nuts.
Right.
Yeah.
You're biting foreheads. I don't need to look at a picture of you to know that you're not my type.
Exactly.
There are just times when you don't want to cuddle, right? Am I right?
I'm a cuddler. I don't know.
No matter what?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I want to touch a butt. You bet.
Really?
Oh, huh. You got to give me some space.
I'm hot.
Yeah.
I run hot.
Yeah.
You're running hot?
Oh, all the time.
All right.
I just need space.
You don't want to cuddle after?
I want to cuddle. Like, my girlfriend is totally fine. Like, she understands. Like,
yeah, right?
I don't even want to hold hands. Like, she's hot. Way hot. Ugh.
Yeah, I've got a tip for you.
What?
Next time you're done, instead of cuddling, say to her, can you go make me a sandwich? See how that goes over.
I like my home.
And, I like my life. Now, if you and your gal are at a concert, for example, Tom, will you hold her hand?
What's his name? I've never heard him laugh hard.
I'm not a big public affection guy.
Okay.
I'm with you.
PDA.
Right? Are you a big private affection guy?
Pardon me?
Are you a private affection guy?
There are limits. Other people have germs and that sort of thing.
I think you're kind of an annual affection guy.
Yeah, special event.
Special occasion guy.
Easter, Christmas.
The woman in this case.
Birthdays.
She bit him in the head, you
forehead,
said?
Yeah.
She bit him in the forehead.
Yeah, you know foreheads bleed. Too,
scratched him, broke his phone.
Yeah.
So she's not the next Hawk Tua girl, obviously.
No.
Well, can we stop talking about her?
It's a thing.
Is that positive? Is that possible?
I think
it's over.
Where is she going to appear next, though?
I guess she was talking to Shaq last night or something, or yesterday afternoon, I guess.
Shaq was DJing at John Bon Jovi's new club in Nashville.
DJing.
That's a hilarious sentence.
Yes.
Shaq was DJing at John Bon Jovi's club in Nashville. Wow. Where do we live now? How did we get here?
I agree, Willie. There's none totally of that goes to together.
Hey, you want to go watch the guy that played on the Magic DJ? No, I don't.
In Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say this. I love that new John Bon Jovi song.
I haven't heard it.
It's great. I think it's the best song he's done in
It's legendary.
Years. It's real.
Name of the song?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great song. Do you like that song, Ace?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
There's better stuff on the album.
If there were a coupon, he'd like it. By the way, has anyone sent us a coupon for Ace's Windows 2-for-1 yet?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
I don't think it's the coupon that's the issue. It's a time issue for you.
Thank you.
He doesn't have 2 minutes. He's got to go home and go through tapes. He's got a lot of stuff to
catalog and VHS.
He has underwear to mend at home.
Yeah.
He has pizza to test out. They're nice days.
Ace is famous for having all these old VHS tapes of shows. But there is something about that that's cool, which is because now you can see almost anything, but you don't get to see those old commercials. Mm-hmm. That's really part of the fun of watching some of that old stuff, is seeing what they were advertising and how the commercials went.
And now that all these streaming services are buying stuff and just getting rid of stuff, like now you can't have any access to old Daily Show segments. So if I wanted to watch Roy Wood Jr.'s Daily Show segments from 10 years ago, they're unavailable. Now,
really?
Ace Cosby, someone's going to come to him one day going, buddy, we erased something. We need you to save it for us. He'll be a master archivalist.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Ace, take a compliment.
Yeah, you aren't a hoarder. You're an archivalist.
Yes.
I said that
way
right.
Way better.
Yes. Sure did.
I like that.
I've been saying for years, if you're a fan of a lot of old movies, you might want to buy them on disc before they're made illegal or canceled or not streamed. It doesn't hurt to have them.
And I just saw on the news Redbox filed for bankruptcy. I didn't know they were still around.
I didn't either. When was the last time you saw a Redbox?
I actually, at the gas station the other day, they were taking a Redbox out, and they had a U-Haul full of Redboxes. I was like, oh, I didn't even know those were still a thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, they didn't.
Where does that stuff all end up?
New Jersey. I keep telling you. It's a warehouse in New Jersey.
And that's where the same place where they have the keyboard player
all
from
the,
Chuck E. Cheese.
All the animatronics from Chuck E. Cheese are there.
Someone's got
to do it. Your red boxes, your phone booths, all everything.
This would be a good movie where they all come alive.
The CRT computer monitors, they're all there.
Okay, well, now, can we do this cannabis story? I think this is
fascinating. New research indicates cannabis use may improve the female orgasm. The study involved a survey of over 300 sexually active women who used cannabis, with their responses evaluated using a female sexual function index. Researchers found...
By the way, is that a finger?
I'm going to keep moving. Okay, nearly 90%.
No, I don't blame him. He used fingers for how far she dilated, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
But we're not having a baby. We're having an orgasm.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's the same thing, kind of.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a baby and you have an orgasm. And tell me which one's better.
A lot of screaming and sweating.
Nearly 90% of women reported reaching orgasm more frequently when using cannabis compared to 63% without it.
So wait, slow down here. 90% of the women are having...
orgasms. If when? They're high.
Interesting.
Are you surprised by this?
Yeah, I obviously
have not had sex with a woman who's been on an edible, right? Or smoked a joint?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, do you agree with this?
Yes.
This assessment?
Do you agree with this?
No, my lady never orgasms, so I
that's the way she likes it.
Yeah,
get there,
yeah,
buddy.
I have this thing called edging. It's been going on for about 9 years. And man, when she finally gets there, it's going to be a flood.
Maybe
try it.
Maybe I've got a suggestion for you. Yeah. Maybe you should smoke pot, and then you get the munchies so bad it would then apply to the activities that were happening in the bedroom.
Maybe.
And before you have that sandwich, you know.
Carpet munchies.
I would just make sure you wash the Cheeto dust off your hands. Speaking from experience, they hate that. It's messy. They turn orange. It looks weird.
Doesn't it sting?
I don't know. Women who use cannabis more frequently before sex reported higher orgasm frequency, too. So.
Willie?
I mean, I can't directly speak to this, but yeah, I do think that it's a little more intimate and it's you're more focused, unlike drunk sex, which can be a little more raucous sometimes. I think this kind of gets you in the zone, gets you in that flow state.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting.
I think, wouldn't you say it's probably because you're more real, when women are more relaxed, they're more able to enjoy themselves?
Yes.
Doesn't certain kinds of marijuana make you more edgy and more paranoid and
certain kinds
you just
what is it I forget that wasn't there some rhyme like indica into couch
indica puts you into couch and sativa takes you sativa up that's the brilliant creative wordsmiths that stoners are. They gave us that. It barely rhymes. It half fits together.
I just thought of an alternate poem.
What do you got?
Indica. She's relaxed. She's so relaxed.
Very few women would orgasm that way.
You think?
Just say. You think?
I don't know
if you know how the human body works.
How about if a guy's standing over screaming, all right, let's do this. Come on. Hurry up.
That always helps me. Yeah.
Is that a bad deal?
Yeah.
How do they smoke it down there? That's what I want to know.
That's not how they do it.
Oh, Tommy.
Just
Tommy.
Of course. Pat, do you have any experience in this realm?
With people being high that I was with? Not really. I haven't smoked pot since I was 20, so I don't really hang out with pot smokers.
Yeah.
Liquored up, though, it seems to, a freeness comes about, yeah.
When you're liquored up, it's hard to focus and it's harder to get there, so to speak.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
Yeah, I think for both men and women. I mean, I'm just guessing, but...
You know, too much liquor than you get.
Yes, there's a reason there's a term called whiskey.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, there's that old West, that old guy from the old West, Dick Whiskey.
Yes.
Frontier Olympics.
But when things do go well, firefighters delivered a baby in a car while at the same time putting out a fire at a boatyard.
Well, firefighters thought she was having an orgasm.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
Dang, if there's not a baby there. Ms. Alice Hurley and Josh Breedmore, or Beardmore.
Breedmore.
It's Beardmore, sorry.
Oh.
Of Cornwall, England, knew they would not be able to make it to the hospital in time, so they pulled over near Coxwell, knowing fire crews would be in the area after seeing local news reports of a blaze. C-O-C-K-W-E-L-L-S.
Cockwells.
Exactly what I said. Yep, that's the name of the town.
Well, they like cock in England.
Yeah, they do.
They
put
it in everything, man.
Falmouth fire teams.
They really
that's
do.
Why they have such bad teeth.
all the streets and...
who we're dealing with.
That makes no sense.
Dessert.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.